Yes. David, your thoughts on today's 1-0 win here in North Belfast?
Really pleased, Andy. Traditionally a tough place to come. The surface here makes it extremely difficult for not just ourselves to go and want to play, but any, you know, the likes of Rory Donnelly and Joe Gormley, Chris Curran. We had Joel Cooper and Daniel Kearns trying to run with the ball. You can't run with the ball. There's that many bits. So, difficult surface. I can't imagine Cliftonville and the people like Jared will be too happy with my comments. But when you do want a decent surface for both sides and good players that we have on both sides, you know, certainly it's a difficult one. But really pleased with the result. Clean sheet. The way we had to withstand a little bit of pressure. You know, credit to players because we're back down to reality. Again, something that we talked about to the players about for the last 10 days now, that reality check, we need to come to places like Solitude if we want to get to the European stages that we did this year. Next year, we need to work hard for the 38 games, and thankfully the players did that today.
It seems like a long time since our last league game, and it seems even a long time since our last game out in Azerbaijan, so it must have been great to have no over flatness or after that.
Yeah, again, we will play, in my eyes, we have the capabilities of playing miles better than what we played today. But again, sometimes the surface dictates that, so the team you play against dictate that. Cliftonville, say, made it difficult for us with the way they played. So, you know, no qualms, no complaints with the way the players went about it. Sometimes, coming into the game today, you're always worrying, are we going to have a late European hangover? But all in all, you know, huge plus for the players today that they can come and keep Cliftonville out and go and get the 3 points.
Typical derby game, wasn't it? You know, both teams got stuck in, you know, even at the end, a lot of tackles, you know.
Yeah.
It was great just to come out on top with that 1-0 win in a game like that.
Yes, I think that's the pleasing thing for me as a manager, that you can, and the players know and are aware that we're going to be under pressure at stages in the game, home and away. Especially places here, you know, that are a big sort of home support today, bound for free kicks and penalties and corners and whatever else, and getting behind your team, and rightly so. So for the players to do that, 15-20 minutes ago, I'm sort of thinking, well, we went toe to toe with a team like Carabag. We withstood the pressure. We had to stay disciplined. Can we do it for the last 15-20 minutes? And you know, the players did that today.
Great resilience in that last 5 minutes when they put us under the cosh a bit. You know, to see that game out, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, important. I would have been hugely disappointed if we hadn't won the game today, even though we weren't at our best. I still thought the best moments in the game and a lot of the best play in the game came from us. So I would have been disappointed if we had lost the late one. But you say, the players keep giving and keep giving, and if they keep giving me what they give today and what they've given me recently, we'll see where that takes us, Andy.
And the back four come in for all the credit today. You know, Callagher and Mark Stafford were two colossuses at the back, and Jimmy Callagher again gets on the end of a set piece, 1-0, 3 points, and you know, we're looking good in set plays in Europe earlier and then again today.
Yeah, great. I love a set play goal, and I know I get asked all the time in the press about set play goals. For me, it's no coincidence, it's no fluke. The players work on it. We trained last night, and it was a game for the players. It's been a strange week. Wednesday we didn't train as the Swiss were playing. Thursday it was international at Windsor, so it was hard to nail down a training place. So we trained last night, and we talked about our strengths. Cliftonville's strengths and weaknesses, and we always believe, given an opportunity with, and the disappointing thing today was it took us 8 or 9 corners to actually score. We had 6 or 7 I think in the first half, we had 1 maybe in the second half, and we didn't look as if we were going to capitalise on the, you know, one of our strengths. But you know, delivery by Miller, and you know, we've seen it so many times, so thankfully Jimmy got on the end of one.
Big week ahead Wednesday night, you know, in the Shield, and then the big 2 game next Saturday, but it's a big couple of months ahead because we've got a lot of catch up to go, haven't we?
Yeah, a lot of games left. Wednesday night will be used for players needing games. There will be some of the younger players that will play on Wednesday night. It's a game I want to win. It's a competition I want to win, so I don't want to show up disrespect by sort of saying we will not play some of our so-called better players. Whoever we play in the 25-26 man sort of panel, including some of the younger players, Will hopefully be given the opportunity on Wednesday. Go and do themselves justice. Keep themselves in the back for my mind. When opportunities arise, can we now start adding some of the younger players? So they will be given an opportunity on Wednesday night. Hopefully to keep some of the other players fresh, ready to go for the Big Two Derby game next Saturday at Windsor.
Great result to send, I think there were 600 people who bought tickets for this game here today, thereabouts. Great to send them all home happy tonight.
Absolutely, they were in good form, and fair play to them again, as always, that you know, it doesn't go underestimated. The support, the travel, the cost, the supporters coming even to a local one, because it's still expensive. There's still a wee bit of, obviously, coming to Solitude can be difficult at times. So, you know, fair play to supporters today who made the effort and the time and spent the money to come and watch us.
Thanks a million, David. Well done today.
Cheers, Andy.